shout hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. That the person who wants to break the head of Goliath tonight, shout the loudest hallelujah. If you believe that today's manna water shall bring forth signs and wonders in your life, shout the loudest hallelujah.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
The final say,
Jehovah, the final say,
Jehovah, turns my life around.
Hallelujah,
Jehovah, turns my life around.
Hallelujah,
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah, the final say.
I say, who has the final say?
Jehovah, the final say.
The final say,
Jehovah,
He turns my life around.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
Unquestionably, You are the Lord. Unquestionably, You are the Lord. Unquestionably, You are the Lord. Hallelujah.
Unquestionably, You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionably, You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionably, 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 You are the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Unquestionably, You are the Lord. Unquestionably, You are the Lord. Unquestionable, You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable, You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable, You are the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable,
Hallelujah.
Unquestionable,
Hallelujah.
You are the Lord.
It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle. Working God,
Hallelujah.
He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God.
Oh, yeah, Golomini, yanda ye. Oyo goro mili yanda ye, alu mo bukoche.
Oyo goro mili yanda ye, yanda ye. Oyo goro mili yanda ye, alu mo bukoche.
Oyo goro mili yanda ye, yanda ye. Oyo goro mili yanda ye, alu mo bukoche.
Oyo goro mili yanda ye, yanda ye. Oyo goro mili yanda ye, alu mo bukoche.
Oyo goro mili. Oye guru mili yanda ye, 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 oye guru mili yanda ye,
oye guru mili yanda ye, oye guru mili yanda ye, oye guru mili yanda ye, oye guru mili yanda ye, oye guru
Wow, You have been in your work, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work in my life, Father, perfect your work. You have been in your work.
You have been in your work.
Hallelujah.
He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me.
He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it.
Sing it again.
He has done it for me. He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me.
Everybody sing it loud and clear now.
He has done it for me. He has done it for me.
Hallelujah.
He has done it for me. He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me.
Hallelujah.
He has done it for me. He has done it for me.
Oh, easily.
He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me.
He has done it for me.
He has done it for me.
Hallelujah.
He has done it for me. What I thought was impossible, he has done it for me.
Shout hallelujah.
now shout this prayer loud and clear. A prayer unto the God who has no respect for impossibility. As many people as are here today, and there are mountains facing you. The Bible says, if any of you shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he has said will come to pass. The Bible emphatically says, it shall be so. So you will now shout this louder than anyone around you. Mountain! I now see my destiny. Move away! In the name of Jesus, cry against the mountain. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for the signs and wonders you have been doing at this Manna Water program. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are here before you. Let there be no one in this gathering tonight who will go home with a plastic experience. Touch everyone and meet your people at the point of their need. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Breaking the power of limitations. Breaking the power of limitations. This is a very serious matter. There are people who were born as kings but are now slaves due to what we are talking about now. There are people who are supposed to be flying eagles but they be brought down to the chicken level because of what we are talking about now. There are people who are supposed to be environmental transformers. Where they are, their presence there should transform the place. But due to this factor, they became powerless. There are people who have golden voices. Voices that will bring them multiple prosperity. But then this power battled them and silenced their voices. A lot of people inside the graveyard now have died with their dreams, with their visions in them because of this power. There are many songs in the cemetery that we never heard before. There are many pilots inside the cemetery who never flew any plane. There are so many books in that cemetery that nobody wrote because this power just stopped them. So in this economic deliverance program, we will not be doing well if we keep quiet and leave this power alone. This is a very serious matter. That is a prayer. I want you to pray now. But if you are afraid, keep quiet. A brother rushed to this place in 1995. He had a strange enemy. Unfortunately, the strange enemy was his own mother. And the mother was not hiding it. The mother would knock his door in the morning. Co, 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 co. Say yes. Say it's me, your mother. So you are still talking. You are still alive. Okay, no problem. Let us see how far you go. Next day, coco, coco. Hello? You are still alive? You are still talking. Let us see how far you go. And he never got anywhere. In spite of a PhD degree, the greatest job they've ever offered was a clerk. Until he had a message like this. And that day he prayed until he lost his voice. By the time he got home from the prayer meeting there on a Wednesday service, the mother was waiting for him at the door and said, look, I forgive you. You too forgive me. So, but you see, the trouble is this. They've asked people to donate their children. I've already donated you. So I don't know what is keeping you alive. But since you refuse to die, They have asked me to leave you alone before you destroy other things. You are going to pray like this. Every domestic hidden enemy. Is that the loudest you can shout that prayer? Your voice is not loud enough. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through. Yes, continue, continue. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will arise and silence the powers I want to silence you. Your mouth shall be larger than the mouth of your enemies. The well that has swallowed your breakthrough shall vomit them right now. And those that have been mocking you, they shall join in your celebration. In the name of Jesus. And now listen to this. Any power that hates your existence shall die in your place in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Breaking the power of limitation. 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27. 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 27. There is a possibility that after the press of tonight, some people may not want to greet you again. So that should not surprise you. Because we are dealing with limitations. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. It says this. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished? How are the mighty falling and the weapons of war perished? What can make the mighty to fall and cause its weapons to perish? It is the activity of this power. The prophecy for Saul, himself and his family will be kings, but a power limited him and cut him off. I'm praying for anyone here, especially those of you who have come from riverine areas. Every bank of the Queen of the Coast, every marine banker that has limited the prosperity of anyone there, I command the bank to release your prosperity in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Amen. In Psalm 49, verse 20. Psalm 49, verse 20. Man that is in honor and understandeth not. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish. He is in honor, but something has limited him. He did not understand that he's a rich man. She did not understand that he's a rich woman. She is now going to those she's supposed to sponsor, to sponsor her. Because she just did not know. The enemy has put a smoke screen on the face. So you really don't know who you are. If you could see who you are, then you will know that it's a question of an elephant begging food from the ant. I'm praying for all those who are here. The way God created you, you are a walking gold bank. But during your period of ignorance, the enemy has stolen it away. Right there where you are, by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth. Repossess your possession in the name of Jesus. Repossess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. What is limitation? It's areas of weaknesses. What is limitation? Areas of insufficiencies. What is limitation? Is minuses in your life or inabilities. What is limitation? It means obstacles. What is limitation? It means those things that keep you down, whether physical or spiritual, whether it's a thing, a person, a force, or a place. What is limitation? It means a line beyond which something cannot or may not proceed. It's a boundary surrounding a specific area. A limitation. Where you keep something inside a cage, the cage becomes a limitation. And it's a terrible situation. Limitation. What is limitation? It's anything that limits you. It's anything or anyone hindering you from achieving your maximum potential. What is limitation? It's those things making life very difficult for you. What's limitation? Limitations are yokes. Limitations are things that undermine your divine given ability and potentials. Limitations are restrictions satanically arranged to hold back people's progress or to put their progress under some conditions and control. Limitations, they are wicked boundaries set by the enemy in the realm of the spirit, but it manifests physically. Limitations, they are wicked satanic embargoes on the rising up of your destiny. Anytime your destiny wants to rise, whatever puts a limit on it, so this is how far you can go. You can't go further. Nobody ever went further in your family. Stay there. Attempting to leave the place is a serious problem. A father called all his children. A wicked occultic father called all his children. He told them that none of you must try to be richer than me. Anybody who tries it dies. One brother married this very good wife. This wife is that, you know, those kind of women, if they anything they sell, people buy. Yeah, she brings anything out, they just buy it. And the woman was making money. And as she was making money, giving the money to her husband, the man was getting richer. The father called them again. Say, you are trying to be richer than me. Stop it. The brother was not a member of Mountain of Fire. He just opened his mouth and said, Daddy, you can't do anything. You can't do me nothing. I believe in God. Man said, really? It's okay. I know what to do. A week later, the wife who was making the money began to scream. Somebody's holding my neck. Nobody was seeing anybody. And the lady kept screaming. Again, instead of the man to take her to a prayer place, took her to the hospital. The hospital did not understand. Somebody is holding my neck. We can't see anybody holding the neck. So they brought in the psychiatric doctor who thinks that she was mad. They gave her the injection for insanity. Immediately the injection entered into her body. 2 minutes, she was dead. The husband was crying in the hospital, crying bitterly. Was then a member of Mountain of Fire, saw him crying. So go to Mountain of Fire. So they brought him here crying. The wife was still in the mortuary. He cried bitterly that day. And I could still remember his cry as he looked at my face. He said, man of God, He said it's a good woman that died. That was it. Finished. And his fortune went down until he started begging to eat. Can you shout this loud and clear?
Embargo power! Of my father's house! Down! In the name of Jesus! Somebody is breaking through again. Bapat hasecha. Rimosopande kaya boshentaraba. Bali katenda. You must not negotiate. Aha. Continue. This is not a day to negotiate. In Jesus' name, praise. Anything that surprises you. Anything saying no. So you're going forward is a limitation. Anything behind failure at the edge of success is a limitation. Any yoke keeping you down is a limitation. Anything keeping you at a particular radius is a limitation. Anything holding you down to where you don't belong is a limitation. Every time you gather, whatsoever scatters them is a limitation. Anything that pegs your achievement at a particular level or number is a limitation. Any power that battles you whenever you are making an attempt for a breakthrough is a limitation. Anything that detains you in the prison of non-achievement is a limitation. All barriers, all barricades on your way to progress is a limitation. The invisible rope that may be tied to the neck or the waist to regulate and control you is a limitation. The broom of darkness sweeping away good things is a limitation. The power of limitation is one of the greatest enemy of destiny. Anything that limits your destiny is a great enemy indeed. But the truth is this: as a child of the living God, you have unlimited potential. The measure of your ability is also the measure of God's ability. But all these things, including potentials, can be limited. The children of Israel failed to maximize their potential. They did not drive out the enemies God said they should drive out. Saul limited his potential in the throne. Samson limited his own potential. He died with the Philistines. Abraham limited the potential of his prayers when he stopped praying. Even blind Bartimaeus that got a blank check from Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man asked for only one thing. "If you have said, Lord, that I may receive my sight, that henceforth I will become stinkingly rich." Jesus will say, "So be it." But he asked for just one thing. And he got the one thing he asked for. You cannot say you want to become a football player when there are no legs. I shared with you the story of a man many years ago. He worked on the 28th floor of a building. But there's something strange. By the time he entered the lift in the morning, although he's working at floor 28, he will press floor 13. Every day, floor 13, he will now begin to walk the staircase to 28. Nobody could understand his problem. And he will, every time, instead of pressing 28, he will press 13. Nobody could understand. And then somebody confronted him. Said, "You are going to floor 28. Why are you always pressing 13? "Mind yourself. Leave me alone. Mind yourself. Leave me alone." He fought with anybody who said, "Why are you not pressing 28? But eventually, he dawned of everybody that the reason he was pressing 13 is because where they are pressing the thing, He was so short, he's only 13, his hand can touch. And he didn't want to own up or beg somebody. Say, oh God, I'm going to 28, press 28. But he will just stretch his hand to the tallest his hand can touch. And the limit is 13. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power assigned to limit your potentials, to limit your destiny, shall scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like fire. Listen to these hard facts. Limitations do not just disappear. You have to deal with it. If you do not work to remove them, they remain in position. Limitations can be personal. It can be internal. It can be external. It can be corporate. Limitations have no respect for anyone. Some were even born with it. Others were born into it. We're about to pray a prayer. Some people, by the way they were born, by the family they were born into, by the kind of marriage wherein they were born, they were already born into deficit. So they have started life on minus. They were born into a deficit. They are now struggling to reposition themselves from the deficit in which they were born to where they're supposed to be. They could see where they're supposed to be. They could see that this is deficit. So they're not trying to move. You see, the pain, the trouble of that rearrangement is what some people call problems. But if they were born properly, the pain of having to rearrange and reposition will not be there. Can you raise up your right hand and in boiling anger shout this loud and clear? Generational liability. I am not your candidate. Die! In the name of Jesus. Generational ability. I am not your candidate. Die! Jesus' name we pray. Meaning that the instrument of your limitation can be your ancestry. Human beings can also be your limitations. Just like Pharaoh was a limitation to the children of Israel moving out of the land of bondage. Parental limitation can pull you down. Can pull you down. I had a friend who was very good in shorthand, very good in commerce, very good in government, very good in economics, and was getting AAAA. It was the parents who took him to one prophet. And the prophet said, thus saith the Lord, you are an electrical engineer. And this boy who did not understand science at all began to struggle. The last time I saw him, it was a failure. So parental limitation can pull a person down. Some years back, a wedding was held, not in Mountain of Fire. While they were in church, the man's reproductive organ was still there. While they were at reception, it was still there. When they got home at night now, the male reproductive organ had disappeared. This is not a story. Because I asked him to unzip his trousers. And I looked. He's vanished. When the wife saw that it had vanished, she started crying. Ah, oh, no. I can cope with anything, but not this one. Tomorrow morning, we are going back to church. This marriage must be dissolved. It must be dissolved. It was at that level. Some people brought them here, as usual, using Mountain of Fire as a fire brigade. When Mountain of Fire said, don't do this, don't do that, don't wear this, don't wear that. But when Goliath begins to put knock on the head, Mountain of Fire. And I said, you were not born like this. I said, no. The lady was still crying. Said, Daddy Joe, please stop asking this question. Please, sir, dissolve this marriage. Break it now. I said, but I wasn't the one that joined you together. Well, I can't break it too. We now started praying. And the Lord said, send him back to his mother. The mother asked the explanation. I said, why is your mom? I said, she's in Abeokuta. I said, go there. Tell her this story. So he went to the mother. I said, mommy, and this is what happened. So he's surprised. The woman was not surprised. I said, okay. They have collected it back. At least they should have allowed you to use it a little bit now. But they collected it back. So the mother knew that the child was having a borrowed organ and that it will soon be collected back. I'm praying that anyone here and your suffering is because of parental mistakes, parental ignorance. Recover yourself now in the name of Jesus. Recover yourself, recover yourself. Recover yourself, recover yourself. Recover yourself. Recover yourself. In the name of Jesus. Limitations, they can be self-imposed. You impose it on yourself. And this is a serious matter. I'm praying that the power of God will break the chain of limitation tonight in the name of Jesus. The power of limitation, they disallow you from rising and shining. They limit your effectiveness. That's the power. They bring struggling and dryness. They limit you. They hinder you from fruitfulness and productivity. They bring stagnation and retrogression. They lead to regret, shame, and dethronement. Limitation has frustrating power. Limitation has demoting power. Limitation wages war against advancement. Limitation incites sorrow. Limitation is a silent evil worker, a destiny destroyer. It makes one to be marking time on the same spot. It brings discouragement. It is suicidal. Many of the people who kill themselves because they were limited one way or the other. It sponsors disappointment. It sponsors failure and slippery breakthroughs. It discourages your helpers. The Bible says, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies stumble. This I know, for God is with me. We need to cry. It's not praying against now. Cry against this power. There's a difference on praying against and crying against. God told that prophet, go to Bethel. When you get there, you'll find Jeroboam and all the other senior citizens sacrificing on the altar. So you go straight to that place and cry against the altar. Cry against that altar. When you get there, cry against the altar. Tell the altar, altar, altar. Hear the word of the Lord. Very soon, instead of the bones of animals that are using to sacrifice on you, the bones of human beings that will be here. And to know that this message is from the Lord, altar breaks to pieces. And the altar broke to pieces. That's the power of crying against. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. Madam, so they are telling you that you can't go further than this. It's a lie. It's a lie. So if you will pray tonight, you will become a mysterious wonder. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are at this meeting tonight and you're not born again, you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. By saying what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to this altar so that I can pray more with you. Listen, beloved. The prayers of tonight, there are not plenty of them, but they are powerful. And this is why you must not joke with them. You must not say, I think I've prayed this kind of prayer before. These first three will release uncommon breakthroughs. To anyone who will pray it hard, can you close your eyes, please? As we pray this first prayer, if you are here and you will dream a strange person is laying claim to you, maybe he's decreeing that he's your husband or father or parent, and you don't even know who they are, find a way to the altar and be on your knees. So that these strange things laying claim to you will have to let you go. If they don't let you go, you remain where you are. They are laying claim to your life. Shout this loud and clear. Those of you at the front, pray with boiling anger. Strong man! Assigned to limit my life! Can you shout this loud? Death! In the name of Jesus. Strong man, assigned to limit my life. You are a liar. There must be no negotiation. We are not in this meeting to negotiate. Name we pray. Silence. The covenant with the strong man has been broken. This is the first person. Number two, the covenant between you and that strong man is broken. Why they are pursuing your life? The covenant making them to pursue your life is broken. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. That's number six. That's number seven. That's number eight. That's number nine. That's number ten. Owners of limitations, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Tonight is tonight. Name we pray. This prayer now. Number three. Sisters, can you say this loud and clear? I shall not be detained. Sisters, is that the loudest you can shout it? Brothers, can I hear you shouting it loud? Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to be detained.
Jesus' name we pray. Please let there be perfect silence. Don't say anything. Just focus your attention on Jesus. Don't say anything. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has broken all the fetters. He has set me free. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. He has set me free. At his name, all sickness is bound. Demons tremble at the sound of that name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of praise. At his name, all sickness is bound. Thank you, Lord. Demons tremble at the sound of that name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. You, the load of infirmity, loose your hold now in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of infirmity, loose your hold now in the name of Jesus. I bind and I cast out every trouble in the head, every trouble in the stomach, every trouble in the womb, every trouble in the legs. I bind and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, let your fire and power enter into this hand. Let this hand become the hands of healing, deliverance, and power. Every sickness brought here tonight, I disgrace them in the name of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in your body, mercilessly smite the place 21 times, shouting, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Let's go! Let's go back to your senders. Amen. Check your body now. Check it very, very well. If you discover that the Lord has healed you, run quickly to this altar. From wherever you are in any other auditorium, we are waiting for you. Do what you could not do before. Immediately you find that you have been healed, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Just one woman has just been healed from a circulating serpent that sometimes makes your breath to cease. Find a way quickly to the altar. Somebody said who could not breathe very well when you came. You can breathe right there now. Find a way to this altar. That swelling inside your womb has vanished. Check it well. And run quickly to the altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Can you shout this loud and clear? Wall of Jericho! Blocking my promised land! Break! In the name of Jesus! Wall of Jericho, blocking my promised land. Break! Look at what is happening to that sister. Yes, the serpent in the mind, he's going. Masika telakaya boshenta. Wall of Jericho, blocking my promised land. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Rope of darkness, tie me down. Can you shout his love? Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Rope of darkness, tie me down. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Jesus, Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer is to be prayed 3 times. As many people as will pray that, they will be pleasantly amazed. Strange hands disturbing my star. Aha. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Louder than that. Jesus. Strange answer that disturbing my star. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Say powers saying no to my progress. Can you shout that loud? You are a liar. Death in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's bring out our manna water now. And let your amen roar like fire and like thunder. As I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight and we raise up this water unto you. Father, let the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of freedom, the spirit of breakthrough, the spirit of healing, the spirit of deliverance, the spirit of strength, the spirit of might, divine virtue, healing power, deliverance power, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into this water in the name of Jesus. Let this water break every yoke of limitation. Let it break every yoke of infirmity. Let it break every yoke of darkness. Let it break every yoke of trouble. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your hand be upon this water for good. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As many people as would drink this water, or it's that it touches their body, let that body never remain the same again in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into this water. Holy Ghost power, enter into this water. Sanctifying power, enter into this water. Resurrection power, enter into this water. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. Listen carefully. The water of manna of tonight, some after drinking this manna water, we have outstanding mysterious dreams that will usher their life into great testimony. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The prayer requests, oh Lord, answer them by fire. As you go, I cover you and everything that concerns with the blood of Jesus. The Lord God that dwelleth in Zion shall be with you. And by the time you come again next week, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.